This is Earth and Sky on a kind of fern called a moonwort.
You're more likely to have heard of moonwort than to have seen it. Stories and legends suggest this plant can raise the dead, open locks, and unshoe horses that tread on it. The stories might be fiction, but moonwort is very real. You can find it in every state of the U.S. and all over the world.
Finding moonwort isn't easy, though. You have to get down on your hands and knees on a forest floor, meadow, or weedy field. Moonworts are tiny, just one green leaf with a few pairs of leaflets, and only a small percentage of moonworts rise above the soil or leaf litter every year. The plants that stay below are extremely pale, even albino. Unlike most plants, they don't get their energy through photosynthesis.
Instead, during the underground phase of a moonwort's life, the plant is dependent on mycorrhizal fungi for water, minerals, and sugars. It's this fungal partnership that lets moonworts stay underground and dormant for several years. Though new moonwort species are still being discovered, some varieties have become rare. For more about moonworts, how to protect them, and where to find them, come to today's show at earthsky.org.
Special thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation supporting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.